From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. It's Thursday, November 20th at 8:55, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, futures. Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly. Grain futures are a little bit on the mixed side of things. The overnight trade looked to be a little bit soft, too, and then came back and had an early start with the daytime trade, absorbing news that China had bought another 462,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans. We're still trying to absorb, however, the EPA announcement yesterday that they would put off on giving tax relief to imported oils, feedstuffs used in biofuels, and that's really kind of shaken the market so far this week. We do see South Korea continuing to be an active buyer of corn here. Tomorrow is cattle on feed report, as well as expiration of the December options. Open options, a lot in the Dees corn, are 420. We're at 428 and a quarter right now, down a penny and a half. March is 440, down a penny and a half. And new crop December, 462 even, down 0.75 cents. January soybeans down a penny and 0.75 cents at 1134 and a half. We've got March at 1143 and a half, down a penny. And new crop November, 1117 and a half, down 2 1/4. Meal futures have traded to both sides this morning, trading now down about a dollar. We've got bean oil futures down about 20 to 25 points. On the wheat side of things in Chicago, we're down just a little bit, down a penny and 0.75 cents in the nearby December at 535 and a quarter. New crop July, 564, down 3. Livestock futures have been kind of all over the place. Weak cash has kind of weighed on the live cattle futures. However, they're higher this morning. We've started out the last couple of days higher in the live cattle and feeder cattle and then sunk into the close. We'll have to see if that happens again. December live cattle, 217.57, up $1.27. February's at 218.77, up $1.50. January feeders, 323.30, that's up $1.85. December live hogs at 79.45 is up 60 cents right now. On the outside markets, the metal futures are a little higher this morning, with gold up about 10 bucks. Crude oil in the nearby December, 59.93, up 49. Can't seem to get back up over $60 and stay there. The dollar index, unfortunately, continues to work higher. However, we're down just a hair this morning, down about 13 points at 100.02, which is on the nearby December. Watch these markets because we are seeing positioning before first notices, which go out next Friday onto December grains. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.